This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and you can bring up anything that you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and joining you here, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And also, you can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE, which are loaded up with you and your calls. So let's go to them. We've got TJ on the line in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, TJ.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let you know I can read between the lines on this cop lock case. So the thing, the Class B misdemeanor, if they would have used spray paint, it would have been a Class A misdemeanor. And if the damage would have been more than $250, it also would have been a Class A misdemeanor. So since it's a Class B misdemeanor, I can assure you that they are not saying that spray paint was used, and the damage, if they can call it that, was less than $250.
Interesting. So what you're referring to is our friend Ademo Freeman arrested early this morning, like, you know, in the middle of the overnight, basically, for ostensibly being involved in a painting of a police building or outside somewhere of a police building.
No, chalking on the sidewalk, sidewalk.
But the police are claiming someone painted. They're claiming that Ademo was painting or that someone in his group was painting instead of chalking, and that is going to be the case.
Generally in an initial investigation, there's a lot of things that might be misunderstood about what was what. But, you know, ultimately, when you look at the charging document, if it would have been paint, they probably looked at it closer and realized it was chalk, and that's why it's a Class B misdemeanor instead of a Class A. Because if it would have been paint, they would have charged it as a Class A, definitely.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Sure.
Look at most laws that surround graffiti and vandalism and these sorts of things, chalk seems to fit within the definition of what they're calling graffiti. Now, I'm not making any claims here. I'm just, you know, talking about what it is that they say in their laws. It seems like we have a sort of societal situation where it's unlikely police are willing to go after, I don't know, four-year-olds that are out drawing smiley faces and pictures of SpongeBob SquarePants or whatever it is that they do when they chalk. But they are willing to go after adults when they chalk. And this is, this is sort of an age-based crime. Like if one person's doing one thing, if it's applying chalk to sidewalks as a crime, then police should be going after everybody who does it. But if saying sort of writing anti-authoritarian messages with chalk by adults is considered a crime, whereas drawing flowers by children isn't, then you've got a free speech issue on your hands.
Yes. Well, also, if you would have written, if Ademo would have written, "I love the police," or drawn a picture of the Mona Lisa, I guarantee you they wouldn't have cared or bothered to arrest him because he wrote something critical. This is the danger of prosecutorial discretion. When the police and the prosecutors get to decide how a vague law gets applied to the citizens, they can basically ignore it when they want to. But if they don't like what you say or are doing, I guarantee you the United States Code is over 100,000 pages. They can find a law in there somewhere if they want to charge you with something.
Yeah, there's a book called Three Felonies a Day that suggests every American is committing three felonies a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, a good example, Dennis Hassert, Speaker of the House, you know, when you actually look at what he was charged with a crime called structuring. So what was he doing? He was paying off a bribe to someone to keep silent about something he'd allegedly done, you know, two decades ago, which is not illegal to pay a bribe to somebody if you want them to keep quiet. But what he did is anytime you withdraw $10,000 or more in cash from your checking account, your bank is required to file a form with the IRS called a currency transaction report. And if you do anything to avoid the filing of one of those forms, that is a crime called structuring, and it's punishable by up to 5 years in federal prison. So Dennis Hassert, the Speaker of the House, he was charged with that, and he ultimately pled guilty to lying to the FBI, and they dropped the structuring charge. But this is not a tiny crime. This is a very serious crime. So if you have $10,000 in cash and you want to put $5,000 into your checking account today and $5,000 into your checking account tomorrow, yes, the FBI can, and if they want to, will arrest you for doing that if your intent was to avoid a currency transaction report.
Yep.
And
that's the
nature of, yeah, well, that's also the nature of the criminal prosecution is even if you win, you lose. So if you do fight and you go to court, you spend $10,000, $50,000 on an attorney and you win, well, you don't get that money back. That money, you've lost
right.
it. So so what's the difference between that, you know, spending $10,000 on an attorney and just having the government say, pay a $10,000 fine? In fact, I would think it would be better just to bribe the prosecutor and say, hey, how about I give you $5,000 for your kid's trust fund if you just drop this nonsense charge?
Right, that way you don't have to go through the time and the hassle and the expense of trial and attorney.
That's how many emerging markets in the world operate, and many Americans don't want such a thing. But we have that essentially with prosecutorial discretion. We have that kind of lawlessness in America today because, well, they don't have to pay for attorneys to come after you. That's their job. They're already getting paid whether they come after you or not. You have to pay for an attorney to deal with them.
Well, now, obviously, discretion can seem like a bad thing if it's being used in a way that doesn't harm someone else but does harm you. But ultimately, if they use discretion in your case, then it's a good thing to have discretion.
Right. You love this discretion thing because you think that police officers should not enforce drug crimes.
And I know cops who don't.
I say we should have cops who work as automatons who do everything they're told. And that way, America can know what kind of lawyer industrial complex Washington, D.C. and their state capital's all about.
Wait a minute, Mark. If they don't
laws
know that
should
already,
have consequences.
Okay, but if they don't, there are plenty of consequences. Over a million people are arrested every year for possession of a plant or drug.
The people only care when it's them or their kids.
Well, the war on drugs has been striking very close to many people's families over time.
It's going to have to change.
And you've got situations where teenagers are being arrested for having pictures of themselves naked. Those are happening all the time. So, it's not like the law isn't striking close to home in many, 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 many households. I'm sorry, but you're not going to have automatons until you get robots.
Until then,
police are going to use their discretion, and they're never going to be stripped of it.
I understand that, Ian. I get it.
Right.
I know police have mothers, and they're not going to give mom a ticket.
Sure, and they shouldn't give the college students a ticket if they pull them over and they find them with a
bag of pot. If they don't hand out tickets, they have no reason for a job, so they're going to hand out the tickets.
Well, not always. We've actually had cops call the show who've said that they will look the other way if they find someone with a bag of pot.
That's fine. They might be able to get away with that.
Right.
But if every police officer did that, then there would be real problems within the police structure. They'd be like, why aren't you guys enforcing these laws? We're going to fire you and get people who will.
I don't think you have to worry about every cop doing that.
I don't think we do.
TJ, anything else you want to share about all this?
Well, Ademo might actually have it. I mean, if he doesn't want to get out, if he really wants to call their bluff, what he should do is what will happen sometime next week, he's going to go before a magistrate judge. And considering that the prosecuting attorney, James Baldwin, I almost guarantee you he's not going to extradite. It would just be way too expensive to send a sheriff's deputy from Hamilton County, Indiana, all the way to Kansas to pick Ademo up and bring him back before the court.
Right, for a Class B misdemeanor. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was actually facing a felony.
Now, they could, legally they have that right under the law, but as a matter of practicality, it's just too expensive. And what will happen is Ademo, if he pays the $2,000 bond, that's what his bond is. So if he puts up 220 Benjamins, the warrant will be recalled so he can continue on his MAC tour without being arrested every time he gets pulled over. However, if he doesn't pay the $2,000 bond, he will be released. It's just that whenever he gets pulled over in a traffic stop, they're going to rearrest him and hold him for, up to 7 days.
Well, that could be a different aspect for the tour is, how many different towns can Ademo get arrested
then have like a betting pool. How many times will Ademo get arrested this month?
No, that sounds like fun.
Thanks, TJ, for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It would be a different kind of tour. You'd be touring the insides of jails on the way from, wherever you're going to, wherever you want to be.
I'm glad you consider it funny. I just don't. I mean, I just think that this is terrible. Ademo's my friend. I hate to see
what part do you think I think is funny, Mark?
Visiting the insides of jail cells all across the country.
It was just a joke. I wasn't serious that he should do that.
That's what's funny.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think Ademo should do whatever he darn well feels like doing, and he's great at it. So you can go learn more about what he's up to at copblock.org/MacTour. That's MAC-tour. Copblock.org/Mac-tour. This is Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts on police accountability or whatever's on your mind on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian. Oh, sorry about that, Mark. I think I unmuted the wrong mics. Go ahead now.
And Mark.
So we're going to continue with your calls. Also, Skype username here is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us that way. You'll sound, in a lot of cases, like you're right here in the studio with us.
I'm heading out to Las Vegas at the end of the month. It's for the first remote broadcast of Free Talk Live from the Sin City, and it's going to be at the Bitcoin Investor Conference, which is being held at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. It's going to be a great time, great speakers there. Trace Mayer, Stephen Michaels, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Bitcoin Bell, Paul Pui, Tone Vase. I will be emceeing the event and, of course, broadcasting live. And you can get your tickets by going to BitcoinInvestor.com. It's BitcoinInvestor.com. But we're giving away some free tickets on our Facebook page. Go right now to facebook.freetalklive.com and make a guess. It's pinned right to the top. Make a guess between a number between 1 and 1,000, and you have a chance to win some tickets to the Bitcoin Investor Conference, or you can just buy them. There's a 100% chance you'll win if you buy them at bitcoininvestor.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start out here with Mark, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the mic 92.1. Go ahead, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right, sounds good. Hey, addressing that first caller and regarding the old there's too many guns. Well, sorry, that's the wrong approach on that one.
Wait a minute. Did someone say there's too many guns on the air tonight?
Caller called in and said the reason there's so many police shootings in the United States is because there are so many guns. I don't know if that's too many.
The problem.
Yeah, I agree. The police, if they didn't have guns, then there probably wouldn't be as many shootings by cops.
Well, yeah, that's not necessarily accurate.
You think cops without guns could shoot people?
Well,
don't the bobbies in the UK not have guns?
That's correct.
Anyway, I know that wasn't the thrust of your call, Mark, so go ahead with what your point was.
What's been in that? No. Okay, now, yeah, his statement was just way off. I just wanted to touch on that one, being way off. You know, good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. Plain and simple.
Yep.
Okay. Just wanted to put that one out there. The fact that the Cop Block organization developed without a necessity. Well, it's pretty plain and simple. Why? To me, anyway, it's pretty clear, and I back them 100%. But on the other side of the coin. With police, cops, officers in general, whatever we want to call them, well, yeah, we need them too. But, well, like in any profession, you're going to have good and bad. Well, unfortunately, when you get the good ones, they get ostracized or fired or whatever because they are good, and they'd rather have the rotten apples in there with a lesser intelligence, shoot first, ask questions later, kind of attitude. And we're starting to see this across the board pretty bad. And not knocking the cops at all, because I've had good and bad experiences with them.
So have I.
Extremely helpful and extremely non-helpful. So, you know, let's give some kudos to both sides.
Yeah, I agree. I think the police should be praised when they do the right thing and should be criticized when they are in the wrong. Thank you, Mark, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, most people are afraid to criticize the police simply because of a lot of the bad cops. You know, you talk bad about the cops, or tell the truth about what they did that was some sort of violent act that some of them performed, and then, well, don't be surprised when they target you, when they come after you. There have been city councilors who've been targeted for sort of being critical towards the police. There have been members of the media who have filed reports that have been critical of the police, who've been targeted by the police. They've been pulled over, harassed, arrested. So there's a real culture of you know, let's stop this person out who's a critic of the police. And that's what's happening with the Damo. They're coming after him because he's a critic.
I think that it's clear that the police get the benefit of the doubt in many cases, in many
certainly
people's
by the
minds.
Court, the courts and lots of people.
Well, the courts, like, you basically have to show evidence that, you know, that a police officer did something wrong, which is, of course, how things work in the United States. But if a police officer says that you did something wrong, that is evidence. Also, they have something called qualified immunity, and that means that they can operate without fear of being sued in many cases. And, well, you know, if you the idea of giving out some kind of immunity from prosecution to a group of people sounds ludicrous. Here in the freest country in the world, or supposedly the freest country in the world, that sounds nonsensical. Let's just give out some immunity to some people who that can operate under the color of law until you say it's police officers. And it's like, well, of course you'd do that. Well, that's going to have consequences. If you give anybody immunity from their actions, and I'm not saying police officers, I'm talking about people. If you give people immunity from their actions, they don't get the signals of the marketplace and these sorts of things. They're going to begin operating in a fashion that is despicable. That's all there is to it. If, for instance, you know, I'm allowed to, when I come into contact with an advertiser, I sell advertising, I'm allowed to punch them in the face, and nobody's going to believe that it happened. Yeah, you know, there might be some people who get punched in the face, but it was always self-defense. Well, people are going to pretty soon start wondering what's going on here. Why is this guy getting away with this? Well, police, it's always they fought back. They fell down the stairs. You know, a variety of
things. I was scared for my life.
It may be 90% of the time this is true, but the cameras, cell phone cameras, are picking up this 10% of the time that it's not true. And something needs to change. Some kind of responsibility needs to be put on law enforcement in this country that they don't currently have.
Well, I would like to see what you're talking about there, Mark, and what exactly it would look like, how that would be structured. I don't know. I think certainly opening up the protection market to competition would be a good idea, to where we don't have this one-size-fits-all monopoly, but that's sort of a big idea, and it's unlikely that's going to be proposed anytime soon, even here in New Hampshire, where we've got thousands of libertarians who are moving here and working within the system and outside of the system to try to change things. And I think that's where CopBlock's outreach wing comes in. You kind of poo-pooed the idea of doing outreach to people to tell them about their rights earlier on the show, saying that people get the government they deserve. Well, yeah, I mean, people are ignorant of their rights. The only way to correct that is to correct that and to get that information into people's hands. That's what I was doing here in Keene, New Hampshire last night. I was in the college neighborhood, as I've done countless times, to hand out Know Your Rights information, cop block warning flyers. It says, warning, heavy police and threat in effect, know your rights. And then it goes through five brief points. Record your interaction. Ask, am I being detained? If you're not, leave. Do not answer questions, never consent to searches, and be polite but firm. And that goes into detail on all five of those. And people really appreciate knowing this stuff, and they didn't know it before they encountered me or another cop blocker on the streets who literally puts the information into their hands. Now, do they all go home and read it? Do they keep it? You know, some of them do, some of them don't. But if you can affect somebody's life and teach them their rights, and then they exercise their rights and help try to protect others from having their rights violated, there's some level of a cumulative effect to that. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to save big time at Amazon, you're going to need Bitcoin, and to go to saveatpurse.com. Now, it doesn't have to be in that order. You can go to saveatpurse.com right now and get started. Sign up for an account there, learn more about how it works, and then get your Bitcoin later, because how would you like to save 20%, 30%, maybe even 40% or more on your purchases at Amazon? Most recently, I saved 20, 30, and 40% on three different sales based on essentially how quickly I wanted to get the products in. And the higher the discount you want, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. And, Mark, you've had as much as 45%. Off.
We did.
Over at Amazon. So pretty sweet discounts. They're available to you. All you have to do is go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com and get started there. When you sign up through saveatpurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases through the site. So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Police accountability, police being out of control, bad cops. This is a real problem in the United States. It's actually not as much of a problem in some other countries. What was it, Mark? You were telling me Germany or something has only had like one cop shooting somebody in, or was it Iceland? One of these places. There are very, very few.
I don't know what you're asking me. I'm sorry. There's
Iceland. I think you cited some kind of statistic.
Iceland
on the air.
Iceland killed one person in the history of its nationhood.
Iceland's police, you mean?
Iceland's police. I'm sorry. Yes. Iceland's police have killed one person, and that guy was wielding a shotgun at them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. There's nothing wrong. It was a good kill, from what I could tell. By the way, they visited the funeral.
The cops visited.
Yeah, they visited the
dead
funeral
guy's
and brought
funeral.
Flowers.
Wow. All right. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. It's a serious issue. A lot of people are they have it on their minds, and you're certainly welcome to comment on that or anything that you want to discuss. Let's go first to Dan, calling from San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Hi, guys. Hey. Calling because I was listening to that first caller call in and saying how, you know, most cops are great and you shouldn't be messing with cops. Well, I'm black, if you couldn't tell, and you guys heard me call in before. There are 45 million black people in America. Next time, if you don't think there's a problem with cops, just find a random black person. Walk up to them and ask them, tell me your cop story. And I guarantee you that black person will say, which cop story would you like to hear? Because they have...
yeah.
Six or seven. I got, like, if I would tell you four right now, I got four off the top of my head. I've probably forgot four more. And I mean, and I'm a college educated veteran, you know, clean cut, you know, respectability politics, just, you know, straight down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for the guys coming up today who may have longer hair, or, you know, or a little, you know, don't speak in a way of maybe that cops, you know, are people would appreciate. I feel bad for them because if I'm getting it this bad, oh my God, I'm in this liberal bash in the Bay Area of California.
Right, you're in San Francisco.
Right, exactly. What are these guys getting down in Louisiana or in St. Louis? What are they dealing with? You know, so, you know, I just feel bad. But that's not the main reason I called. And I've been wanting to call you guys for a couple of years now about the situation because I know you guys have religious callers and people who, you know, a couple of you are priests and, on the flip side, I'm an atheist, and I feel like I've been an atheist all my life, but now I consider myself an angry atheist because there are consequences behind religion, and people need to know that. I hate to say this, but my sister is in prison for the rest of her life, and I've lost my niece and my nephew because of religion. And I'm
Whoa.
Going to say that.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And this is a hard story to tell, so if I pause for a moment to gather myself, I will apologize right now. But my sister, I grew up, you know, I grew up in a very religious family. You know, my sister, my younger sister, she believes it. She, to this day, she believes in God. And I can tell you that she's, you know, my family believes it. They truly believe. So my sister got into a little bit of trouble where she thought the best thing for her to do were to kill her daughter and son so they could go to heaven because she truly believes in heaven. She truly believes
in heaven. Oh, wow.
And when you indoctrinate kids like that, they grow up to be adults who believe in things like that.
It's horrible.
And then they'll take actions. So please, you think it's not hurting anyone. You think it's helping, but you're not helping. You know, when you tell a kid there's a God and there's an afterlife and you're all going to go to heaven to be with grandma and grandpa and your dead dog. It's not helping because they grow up to believe that kind of thing. And if they truly believe, they will act on that. And I'm living proof of what people, like my parents, and I don't blame my mom and my dad, you know, their parents taught them that and their parents taught them that and their parents taught them. So I can't blame them for what happened, you know, to my family. But it has destroyed my family. And I hope this happens to no one ever. I couldn't wish this on my worst enemy with my family's going through.
But let me ask you this. It sounds horrible. Does your sister believe that, did she sort of, in her mind, sacrifice her ability to go to heaven in order to send her kids there? Was that her thought process? Or was it that she believed that she could ask for forgiveness afterwards? I'm not clear on that part.
Well, she tried to commit suicide herself. She killed them first and then tried to commit suicide herself. But unfortunately, well, I can't put an adjective on the word, but she didn't, it didn't work. It didn't go. You know, she didn't kill herself. So, You know, and it's just, you know, but she really believes, you know, to this day, she really believes. And I get letters from, you know, what do I do now? I get letters from her from jail now talking about God. And all I can do is just, you know, read them and change the subject that, well, you know, my dogs are okay. And everyone, the friends from the neighborhood are asking about you. And I don't talk about it. But it's just, like I said, you know, I just want to.
I mean, I definitely hear what you're saying that, and it is terribly tragic, that essentially her religious beliefs were her excuse for the crazy idea of murdering her own children. And I guess you're arguing that if she hadn't been raised with those religious beliefs, that she wouldn't have been as crazy or crazy enough to kill her own kids.
Think about it, though. Think about it, Ian. Is it crazy? Is it crazy to want to send your kids to a better place if they're about to go through something you think is horrible here on Earth? If you really believe in God, this is my benchmark. If you really believe in God, why are you spending another moment here on Earth? Why don't you just kill yourself and go? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would you? If you really believe, and my sister really believes, that's how I know she really believes, because she's ready to go. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's necessarily a problem with religion per se. Well,
it's not the belief of God here. It's the belief in hell that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I've spoken out in many times on the show, is that the belief in hell is an extraordinarily dangerous belief because it's going to cause people to act differently. You know, heaven is the polar opposite of hell. I believe if there is an afterlife, that afterlife is going to go to Hitler on up. Everybody's going to go to that afterlife. So, therefore, rushing off to it. I don't know whether it's good or bad. People must have, you know, come here for a reason would be my thought process. But, you know, going rushing off to it doesn't seem like a particularly good idea to me.
So,
yeah, I think that's an important point.
Yeah,
and also, you can have religion without having the beliefs you're talking about. You can have religion without, like you said, Mark, a belief in hell. You can have religion without organization, which kind of propagates some of the worst aspects of these, you know, organized religions. And, you know, for instance, I'm religious. In fact, I'm a minister in the Shire Free Church, but I don't have. I don't have the requirement that people follow my beliefs or anything like that. It's just a very personal religion for me, just about, you know, the nature of the universe and what God is and all of that. So, you know, not having those same beliefs for me wouldn't put me in a situation like that. So, you know, to indict all religion because some of them are dangerous or could lead people to dangerous conclusions, you know, I don't agree with that.
Yes, it's a sad, sad story.
But I am sorry to hear it. Dan, thank you, and thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
I'd like to hear people defend their belief in afterlife versus, you know, based on this story.
855-450-FREE. You're welcome to do that. That's our toll-free number. It's 855- 450-3733, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Police accountability on the menu for discussion. Also just went into the area of theology, belief in the afterlife, specifically a bad afterlife, which you say, Mark, is a huge danger to people's mental well-being. We just had an example of one lady who murdered her children because she wanted to send them to heaven.
A caller called in and told the story about his sister who, was having a lot of problems in her life and believed that the best solution to her problem was to send her children to heaven. And she believed very firmly in that. I'm not claiming that normal folks believe this. I'm just saying that this does seem like a logical conclusion, is that the very best thing you can do for somebody is send them off to heaven, right?
You could see that, I suppose, sure.
I mean, because they could make terrible mistakes in their life, especially if they're young people. Young people they haven't yet come to an age where they could make a decision. God wouldn't hold them responsible. So the caller believed that religion is responsible for a great deal of evil in the world. I think that it's the belief in the afterlife, specifically the belief in hell, and its correspondent heaven. If there wasn't a hell, then there's sort of nothing to worry about. You might as well live out your life because you're going to go to heaven or the afterlife anyway, whatever that might be. So there's no impetus to send somebody to heaven. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what my thought process on this is. And I'd like to hear rebuttals to it. I mean, most people have a religious belief, and I can assure you that whenever religion's brought up on the show, the phones light up. So I mean, here's a case where a guy's sister kills his nephew and niece to send them to heaven. Isn't this the most logical thing she could have done if you believe in God?
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, well, because I believe in God, just not that kind of God. I don't believe in the God that would create something that he then wants to torture. That just doesn't make sense to me. But let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Anthony listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Anthony, are you in the Madison area?
Yeah, just outside of Madison, kind of growing.
Excellent. So you're listening to WXXM FM. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that story. Oh, man, what a heart-wrenching one to
terrible it is.
To be consumed by the religion. Gosh, you know, you look back in history, how has religion affected people over time? It's a pretty strong subject. And, yeah, it does affect people, good and bad. And by all means, it can definitely alter, you know, one's pattern of thought to think that it's a good thing to, you know, take somebody out and in hopes that they're supposed to be going someplace else because you were taught that way. Yeah, I don't know. That's not my personal.
So what were you actually calling about tonight?
The police state.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Regarding that, the way things are turning, they're not they're a far cry from what they were for me growing up in the 70s there, where, you know, you get pulled over as a little kid riding your big wheel down the highway versus going downtown. They bring you home and have a talk with parents. No big deal.
Yeah, now they're going to lock you in the cuffs and throw you in the back of the cruiser.
Now they're going to give you the beat down and then lock you in the car and then off downtown you go.
You'll be lucky to go back to your parents because they'll probably be charged with child endangerment for letting you be out like
on your
that.
Big wheel.
You know.
Yeah, that's...
Right. You laugh because it's true. Well,
now you're going to a foster home. You may never see your parents again and, enjoy the sodomy.
Yeah. And what good came from that? You know, really. And the training on it. You know, who is responsible for training our officers? There has to be some central body that sends out information to the different states and says, hey, this is what we're going to be teaching. And this is what we're going to be enforcing.
I think there are some federal requirements. Obviously, for police departments that are taking federal grant money, then they're going to have strings attached to that. But I think that you will find that individual departments and states do have different specs. You know, for instance, there's some places where police officers are not accepted for a job, or a potential officer is not accepted if they are they have an IQ that's too high. But not every department has that policy. So I think that, you know, the rules are different depending on where you go. But all that said, I certainly have a concern about more centralization and more federal control over the police. I know some people see that as the solution to policing issues, but I certainly don't. Anthony, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Why is centralizing control over police, Mark, a bad idea?
Well, one of the things that I find, we can look at the FBI. Here's a central a federal policing agency, and it has the least accountability of any policing agency out there. So much so that the FBI actually has a policy against recording and video recording interviews with suspects and witnesses and things like
that. It's unbelievable. We learned this because our friend Rich Paul, who's our Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, was charged with selling cannabis, and the FBI was involved in that case. And we learned through direct testimony of the FBI agent on the stand under oath that that's what their policy is. That in the year 2015, that the FBI still just takes handwritten notes when they're interviewing people.
Right, and it's not that I don't think these guys get a lot of these guys and gals get a lot of training. It's not that I think that every one of them is some kind of despicable, terrible person. It's just that when you look at the incentives people are given, and, you know, as a police officer, the incentive isn't necessarily to find out if somebody's innocent as much as it is to find a guilty party. And, you know, everybody's got their biases, and there's all kinds of instances where the FBI, Martha Stewart went to prison for a year for Lying to the FBI. Not doing anything else, but the claim is she didn't say something exactly proper to a federal police officer. Mm-hmm. And that's a real problem as far as I'm concerned.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go next to Lars, listening also in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mic 92.1. Hey, Lars, go ahead. Lars?
My name's Lawrence.
Lawrence, I apologize about that. They totally misspelled that one. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Look, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you gentlemen. Initially, sure. What I was calling about, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, you sound real clear. Go ahead.
Good. Initially, what I was calling you about, I heard a commercial on your show about minerals, and I wanted to find out what that exact website was, and does your radio show actually support the use of plant-derived minerals? Are you a sponsor, or are they just a paid commercial?
That sounds like a paid commercial. I don't think that's one of ours.
Right. You know, there's a whole bunch of different organizations that sell ads on any given radio show, and in that case, I don't know anything about them necessarily.
I take
a whole handful of supplements every day, but I don't know what that commercial's about.
I suspect it may be the Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate. That may be one of their ads, and I'll put you on hold after if you want to hang on. I'll put the board operator on, and maybe he'll know more about that. Over at the network.
Board operator. He didn't know. But anyway.
Okay, then we have no idea.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I just wanted because I'm actually a senior executive marketing director for a plant-derived mineral company that they're sponsoring, and I just was curious because I've actually seen people, and I actually have interviewed people around the country. That's what I do. I have over 2,000 interviews of people who have been able to improve their health. I just recorded a lady who was able to reverse stage 4 breast cancer in 6 weeks using plant-derived minerals. So I'm just curious whether you folks sponsored that. The other thing,
that's an interesting question. If you are interested in advertising on Free Talk Live, you can reach out to Mark directly. He's the guy sitting across from me here, Mark Edge. Your email address is mark@freetalklive.com. But you shouldn't work those details out on the air. So your other point, real quick, go ahead.
Free Talk Live.com. Okay. And the other thing is I wanted to go to the police portion, okay?
Sure.
I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I've traveled all around the world, and I've had encounters with police departments all over the United States and in other countries. And I have to say that every place that I've lived outside of the United States, I've had no problems with the police department at all. I lived in Japan for 5 years. And they don't carry, at least they didn't when I was there, they don't carry weapons. They actually carry nunchucks. Right?
Wow.
You know,
well, they're probably pretty deadly with them.
Well, I mean, that's a very good deterrent, you know, knowing that the person you're going up against, you know, is a martial arts expert.
Thank you for the feedback. If you got another thing, call us another night. We're on 7 nights a week. We'd be happy to hear from you. I want to get some more folks in here, but thank you, Lars, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We got a full hour still to go here. Plenty of time for you if you want to join the discussion, whether it's about police accountability or hell. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long.
In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.